This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report. I'm Mark Belanger. Swaziland is a small country in southern Africa. Its 1.2 million people are ruled by the continent's last absolute monarch, King Mswati III. The king does not like opposition. He especially does not like the labor unions that are trying to represent the country's workers amongst the world's poorest. In the past couple of weeks, Swazi police have violently broken up meetings of the Trade Union Congress of Swaziland, TUKUSWA. I talked to Vincent Mawana, the Secretary General of TUKUSWA, about the situation in the country. Mr. Mawana was on a tour of the UK organized by the respected NGO Action for Southern Africa, AXA. I asked him why the police were breaking up the meetings of his organization.
The Swaziland police, probably with orders from their superiors, do not want us to get on with our business of representing worker interests in terms of their economic, social, and political concerns.
What are those concerns? What issues is TUKUSWA addressing?
We want to be dealing with issues like strengthening the organizations, the trade unions, so that they are able to balance the power of the employers. But also, we want to be able to strengthen them so that they are able to even challenge the manner in which Swaziland is governed. For instance, in the manner in which our taxpayers' money is allocated through the budget, because there isn't any other powerful organization to be able to do that other than labor.
TUKUSWA was created in 2012 by the merger of two existing labor federations and was registered by the government. But a year later, the government deregistered TUKUSWA. Why? What happened?
Our belief is that the government of Swaziland is not comfortable with a very big organization that it cannot be able to control. And with the merger of the two labor centers, it was bringing unity to the workers. And the workers being united are one group that can be able to challenge even the excesses of the government. And the government used a technicality that they suddenly woke up to say that the labor relations did not allow for the registration of federations. Therefore, the registration of TUKUSWA was a mistake.
Swaziland is almost completely surrounded by South Africa, except for a small border with Mozambique. Has the Congress of South African Trade Unions, COSATU, been helping TUKUSWA?
COSATU has been helping us in terms of giving training and also being able to take up the issues that we have regionally and even internationally, assisting us also in that regard. And she has also been able to highlight the concerns that we have in Swaziland and the problems we have of operating within South Africa.
Have COSATU representatives been allowed into the country to help support TUKUSWA?
They have been allowed all along, but surprisingly, 2 weeks back when the police were made aware that COSATU was going to be visiting us, they came out to say that for us to host COSATU, that would be in violation of the Suppression of Terrorism Act. Now, that is how bad it has become in Swaziland.
Is the Swazi government saying that COSATU is a terrorist organization?
Well, we think that they're simply trying to intimidate us and to make it appear to the public that we are supporting terrorist organizations. But we are confident that the Swazi public is aware that the police were being at their intimidating best.
What can labor unions and their members around the world do to help TUKUSWA?
We would hope that they would be able to raise the concerns of this violation of worker rights in Swaziland through their governments, so that their governments, whether diplomatic channels or in the organizations, the multilateral organizations that are there, they can be able to raise these concerns. For instance, in the Commonwealth, we believe that trade unions can be able to have their governments raise it through the relevant structures of the Commonwealth, SADC, or the African Union, as they do in the ILO.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's daily newscasts are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, union websites, mobile phones, and community radio stations. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.